The Everyday Environmentalists, Dave and Ann, bring you tips on how you too can help make the world a little better place to live in. So now, let's listen.
Let's see, when I finish washing these dishes, we just have a few quick things to do, like mopping and plants on the porch to water. Yikes, there's only about half an hour until Dave's parents get here.
Hey, how's everything going in here? I got all the groceries on the list, maybe a few extra.
Everything's going great. I've got just a few more dishes to wash, and then I thought maybe you could mop the bathroom floor while I... Oh, not again. This sink is really being a problem today. We just have to fix
it. What's the problem?
The sink simply isn't draining, and we only have half an hour till your parents get here.
It doesn't look like there's that much water in the sink. But if you just wait a minute or two, it'd all go away.
This is what I was looking for. It's been a while since I've used this. Do you know where the rubber gloves and eye goggles are?
Hold on a second here. I can see that you've got that drain cleaner in your hand and a very determined look on your face. And more importantly, that you're forgetting something.
This is serious. We just don't have time to stand here and contemplate alternatives. The sink is full of water. There are dishes waiting to be washed, and this just has to work. It even says, satisfaction guaranteed. I wonder if you really need to wear gloves and goggles.
You do know that that stuff is full of toxic chemicals, and that someday we might even be drinking them. We should think twice about pouring that stuff down the drain.
Drink it? You're kidding. Once water goes down the drain, it goes to the sewer system plant, right? And the chemicals are filtered out.
I'd sure like to think so, but we don't know for sure. A lot of the stuff we pour down the drain isn't always completely removed. Stuff like pharmaceuticals, caffeine, and especially drain cleaner chemicals.
That's terrible. But look at the clock. Your mom and dad are coming really soon. If I shouldn't use a drain cleaner, what do you suggest?
Well, I have some ideas filed away that I clipped out of Home Tips section of the newspaper. I'll go get them. In the meantime, you might try that plunger from the bathroom. That might work.
Dave, I'm not having any luck here. What's next on your list?
Well, I've got number two right here. Baking soda, vinegar, and hot water.
How can you be thinking about cooking right now? Wait, you're going to put those things in the sink?
Exactly.
It worked! I can't believe it. And just in time, your parents are here.
A clogged drain? Don't look under the sink, look in the pantry instead. To protect water quality, use inexpensive items like baking soda, white vinegar, and boiling water.
Everyday Environmentalist is a production of KSVR Studios, made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Produced by Joseph C. McGuire. Technical engineering by Jay Charles. Scripts by Britta Eshte, featuring Dave McConnell as Dave and Jim Justice as Ann. Let Dave and Ann show you how you too can be an everyday environmentalist.